Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The federal government reports that the nation's unemployment rate is at a four-year high. That's out today. It's climbed to 5.7% in July. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, help us digest these numbers. How bad are they?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. 51,000 jobs were cut, but on the other hand, some economists predicted as many as 75,000 would be lost. Still, Alex, this is the seventh straight month employers have eliminated jobs. So the consensus is the economy is just limping along.
And really some bad news here for part-time workers.
Yeah, Alex, the average work week slipped by a tenth of an hour to 33.6 hours. That's the lowest number since November of 2004. Now, you may be thinking, a tenth of an hour, big deal. But that's spread out among a lot of workers. I spoke about this with Bill Cheney, the chief economist at John Hancock Financial, and he says a lot of people are having their hours cut involuntarily.
Some of it is the part-time workers whose numbers are growing. Another is the reduction in overtime. Another is simply fewer hours for people who are, in effect, full-time workers.
So are there particular types of workers who are losing their jobs altogether or seeing hours cut?
Yeah, we're seeing the biggest job cuts and the biggest loss of hours in construction, retail, the services industry, and that includes real estate and banking. Manufacturing was hit pretty hard. GM shed nearly 5,000 jobs. And even if you haven't lost your job and your hours haven't been cut, you may have noticed that your paychecks aren't getting much fatter. Bernard Baumol is chief economist at the Economic Outlook Group.
Wages have been falling further and further behind inflation, which is now running at a 17-year high. Weekly pay last month was up only 2.8% over the past year. Now, inflation is running at twice that level.
Nancy, these are not good numbers in any way or form. What is the projection for the next few months?
Yeah, it all sounds pretty grim. There are some optimists. There are some pessimists. It really depends who you talk to. Bernard Baumol says unemployment is going to get close to or even exceed 6%. Bill Cheney's more optimistic. He says if housing prices bottom out, if oil prices stabilize, if the economy can stabilize by the end of the year, the unemployment rate could improve.
And any evidence in today's jobs report to help the optimists?
Any good news? There were some jobs created, Alex, in the education field, in healthcare, which is growing as baby boomers age, and in the hospitality and leisure sectors. The government also added some more jobs. So a little bit of good news, just a real mixed bag.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.
Next time on Marketplace, so you think you can dance powwow? Indian casinos are asking that question, and they're paying big money to those who can meet the challenge. Marketplace, it's from American Public Media.